Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. And when I say wonderful, I mean wonderful. Start of the NCAA tournament. Good morning to you. We're live at the River Sportsbook. Come and join us. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt's back in the studio. Colony is flanking us. Just got here. Good morning to you, Jim. Good morning to you, Chris. We're doing well already.
Yes, we are. I think we're on fire already would be the proper terminology.
Like, yeah. Mike Fires.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm great.
You made it down here. Free parking. I know you love that. You park for free. You don't even need to be somewhere. You would just park for free if there was free parking and walk somewhere.
That's right.
That's how I do it.
Benefits older Pennsylvanians.
Damn right it does.
Every day.
How are those legs? Good.
Yeah, I parked three spots away from the elevator.
I parked one. I walked straight across from my car into the elevator. I almost parked in the elevator. It was almost like one of those elevators at a car dealership. It was that close.
May as well.
Yeah, right?
Yeehaw.
Come and see us. We are in the corner of the sports book. Come and see us. All the shows will be here. Not just us, right? After us, you have Joe and Ron. They'll be here. And then following that, you drive home. It got a whole lot better. They're here, the PM team. So we'll be here all day. Come and see us.
Zeiss here, too. Can you imagine Zeiss down in the heart of this thing tonight?
Yeah, and then apparently he's going to be here Saturday as well for a Saturday show. So he's gassed up, and he knows Jimmy Vaccaro. They're both Trafford guys.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. We have Jason Mackey on at 8, Jimmy Vaccaro on coming up at 9, who runs the sports book here, and Jeff Hathorn live from Bradenton, FLA at 9:30. But we're going to be here talking a lot about a lot of things. Come see us, though. Again, when you come into the place, we're right under the ginormous TVs. Come up to us, say hello. We could talk during the breaks, not necessarily while we're talking. We got some stuff. Tom, do we got some stuff to give away? Yeah, we got some stuff to give away. So come up and see us.
The best part of Zeiss was his inadvertent reply all last night.
Oh, yeah, they're really pushing us to try to sign up for the
well, they wanted to make sure everybody was challenge. Signed up for the bracket challenge.
And win a TV.
Yeah, win a TV from Body Armor, I think it is, who's sponsoring the bracket challenge, which is very cool. But you have to sign up. You have to fill out your brackets, sign up for the contest, fill out your brackets, and then email Jeff, like our head guy, for the website, who then tells you, okay, yeah, I got you in the VIP category, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
And Zeiss could not figure out how to make that work. So he just sent out an email to everybody last night at like
8
o'clock that said, I can't get this to work.
I can just picture Zeiss, for example. Let's say he's got Wofford over Seton Hall in his bracket.
As do I.
Okay, and so do I. So I can see it about, well, actually, no, man, that game doesn't start till late. It would have to be an earlier game. Like if somehow he's got St. Mary's knocking off Villanova.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So sometime around like 9:15, Zeiss will be, he'll be going crazy because all the games are going to be on the TVs here.
You know who would have had a tough time with that St. Mary's Villanova game?
Who's that?
Dan Rooney. That's part of that Dan Rooney parlay, both teams.
Too many Catholics on the floor at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to go East Coast, don't you?
Probably.
You got to go Big East, yeah.
Probably. You know, my friend that played football at Bucknell, Kenny Schultz, they would go out and play St. Mary's. They played them like three times, one in Bucknell and two, I want to say, out at St. Mary's.
That's a good two for one.
Heck
right
yeah,
there,
it is.
Right?
How about that trip?
That's a good
in
two
in the middle
for one.
Of November.
Oh, man, that would be great.
And I want to say they were in it was an out-of-conference game for Bucknell, but St. Mary's for a couple years, like, couldn't find a football league, and they were in the Pioneer Football League. Which was like Dayton?
Yeah, that's like wasn't
all the schools that like couldn't get in a league.
Hodgepodge.
Like Drake.
Yeah.
Dayton.
Drake.
And every team would have to, and they would travel. So it was like Hawaii. You know, Hawaii.
But it was like the whole route that the Pioneers took.
Yes.
Right? Starting here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then they ended up at St. Mary's, wherever that is, somewhere in California.
Well, except for those people that tried to go through the Donner Pass. It was just.
Anyway, so will Zeiss get his bracket in? There is no way. Like, we like to think we're tech unsavvy because, like, we can kind of figure it out, but we're not like one of these whizzes. So we're more unsavvy than savvy. Zeiss knows nothing.
No. That's why he sent that email last night that just said, hey, I filled him out. If you guys want to do whatever you want.
Zeiss is real big on filling his brackets out on the paper, the hard sheet, and just slipping them under someone's door.
And hoping it gets figured out.
I couldn't do it. Here, I did them, but I couldn't put them in a computer. Here, fill them out and do
them for me. It's on you guys now.
Right.
Figure it out.
Yes. So, there's that. Anyway, Jim.
It's actually getting easier, I think, to do. Even I can figure out how to do that thing now.
Well, it depends on how they do the spreadsheet or how they do the form. Like, if you, the easiest ones are when you can just hit tab.
Oh, ours is pretty easy.
Yes.
This one is user-friendly.
My wife's work one, it's okay. But sometimes when you hit tab, it doesn't go all the way down to the next box.
You know what it is. It's like the bootleg ones that your friends send out on an Excel spreadsheet.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I filled one of those out last night.
Those are the ones that our good friend Mike.
Yes,
we'll call him
our friend Mike.
We'll call him
back
Mike
in the day.
And I chose to not enter his. Sorry, Mike.
But anyway, that's
one that I always had trouble with. With getting it with the pluses and then
it's a little drop down box. You just click the little drop down box and you choose from the two teams.
Like I said, I had trouble. Zeiss wouldn't be able to do it.
People are making a good point too on the text line already at 412-928-9370. If we think Paul is bad now, what happens when he gets to Jim's age? Like he's not going to progress. Technology is going to progress, but Paul won't.
It's not going to get better.
Well, I got him by 10 years?
Yeah,
roughly.
In 10 years from now, technology will advance. Paul will stay the same. This could get tough. I want to see Paul go up to one of those kiosks. You know what's going
to
happen?
He's just going to go right to the window.
He's going to end up punching one of them.
But it wasn't open yet this morning. So I went up and did my three-leg parlay, Jim, for the games tonight.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking about doing something along those lines involving Vermont and others.
Yeah.
I was like, eh.
I involved, if you will, myself, first of all, in my wallet. And then second of all, the three teams that were involved were Belmont.
Okay,
Belmont.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, Belmont.
What's it, 6 points?
Or
are you doing the money line on
no,
that?
No. The number. Belmont, three.
Wow. That was six a couple days ago.
Yeah. I wish I would have got it at six.
Everybody's on the Belmont.
So right. I got Belmont at +3, Kansas at -6.5, which I think is a lock. They're going to blow out Northeastern. -6.5.
I don't know anything. I mean, Ron Everhart's not coaching there anymore.
Right. Wofford at 2.5, -2.5. That's the iffy one. They can lose outright to Seton Hall.
That is a toughie.
That's my three-leg parlay.
You know, Wofford's one of those schools.
40 wins, 275.
Okay. I like that.
That's just because it's a good payoff.
Yeah.
But you need to chase someplace else to make sure you cover the 40 that you're putting
up. I just did on that slot machine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice. The thing is that Wofford is one of those schools that was better when they were like a 13.
Mm-hmm.
A 13, a 12, even a 10. Like, and all of a sudden, they're coming into this thing now, and people know about Wofford College. Now that they're more, they're not quite like, Gonzaga used to be like that. When Gonzaga first burst on the scene, this would have been like, 30 years ago? And they were always that 13, 12 seed that would knock off somebody else. And then all of a sudden, once they got to be like the 5 seed, they were the team that was getting knocked off.
Do you know that if you, that's not how you say, and you know this.
Wofford College?
It's one word the closer you get to the school.
Oh, no, there's no question. If you call, we used to call them up. I worked in Spartanburg for 7 long months. And we used to call Wofford just for fun because, honest to goodness, the lady would answer the phone, Wofford College.
Yeah, it's one word the closer you get to the school. Right.
But heaven forbid they turn into a university.
Right.
That would be...
They wouldn't be able to spit it all out.
Yeah, that's a Wofford College.
I don't think you can run a three-leg parlay on a money line game.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, anyway, so who are you betting? Are you betting against Vermont today then?
Oh, no. Of course not. I'm all with the Catamounts.
Oh, you're going to ride with your conference now?
Oh, yeah. I've got them winning twice.
Twice?
You do?
Twice.
Did you see the story about the kid that was in the car wreck that plays for them?
No, I did not.
It's fascinating. He was like, he played basketball in Indiana, I think it was, and he got in a really bad car wreck, and Vermont still honored his scholarship. He's on the bench and everything in the uniform. Huh. He's physically unable to play.
Yeah.
But it's really, really great stuff.
They're going to do the right thing.
Yeah.
When Brennan was the coach, he had a bunch of Pittsburgh guys.
One died in a car wreck.
Yes.
One of the Robersons. Not Eric. Eric played at Bradley.
But he had, I'm like Eddie Benton. I remember doing, yes. I remember doing UVM games.
Dave Ostrowski, Eric Nelson played there. They're both from Fox Chapel. Eddie right. Benton from Penn Hills, right? Gosh, it was one James Roberson, maybe was his
yeah.
Name.
I can't remember, but I remember they had. I remember doing UMass games when Calipari was first there, and he had a bunch of Pittsburgh guys too.
Didn't Eddie Benton win the award for best player in the country under six feet?
I believe he did. He yes. was really good,
like super good.
No, he was really good.
Do you know where he went to high school?
Perry
Traditional Academy.
I'm sorry.
Right. You're right. Good job, Jim.
Hey, Jim's on it this morning.
I did my homework back in probably 1988 or whenever it was.
Weren't you the one that was telling me that when
I did the
UMass
game?
You did a UMass game and you called Calipari and you like talked basketball with him for like an hour and a half on the phone.
Yeah, 2 hours.
sounds like Calipari.
I got off the phone and I told Linda. I said, I don't know. I said this guy. I said this guy's unbelievable. I said this guy's going to be really good. I said his team's not very good right now. I said, but I have a feeling that, you know, if he can coach as well as he can talk the game, and, you know, look at what he's done since.
Yeah, last night issuing a statement that he plans to retire as Kentucky's coach if they'll have him, that there's no legs to the UCLA rumors. I mean, that's – and now
– he wasn't spotted carrying, like, a real estate section in his back pocket?
No, the Lexington Herald Leader, you know, or the L.A. Times.
Why would you want to
– No, exactly.
I guess it's a challenge. It would be the challenge, but, you know –
It's been a challenge for everyone since John Wooden.
What should I know? And
Ben
actually did okay.
Steve yeah. Lavin did very well.
Yes,
probably about the best, right?
Yeah. Once Sam Gilbert died, he kind of went downhill.
Well, when they're forcing photoshopped athletes onto your team.
Well, no, I mean when that pipeline. You're right. When Sam Gilbert died, so too did that.
It was that Bill Walton was
instant
a different
ATM.
Bill Walton was a different kind of a pipeline.
You're right about that. All right. Okay, Jim. Anyhow, people saying, we're not reading the jokes about there's nothing traditional or academy about Perry. Enough. We don't need those texts. We're going to get it going with some Penguin talk today, get into some football talk. Jason Mackey, we talked to him at 8 o'clock. Jimmy Vaccaro, he's going to join us, stop by at 9 o'clock. And Jeff Hathorn on the horn from Bradenton as he's bringing home the box. Opening day is what, like a week from today?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Houston?
Yeah. Cincinnati.
They
got those two games.
Because they got those two
Monday,
spring
Tuesday
games
in
Houston.
Oh, yeah. And then they play Cincinnati. And then I believe it'll be a couple Mondays from now, we'll be at the ballpark.
Ten days from now?
Guy washing the windows right about this time, right?
I wonder if you can get action on the over-under, the game time for that game Tuesday in Houston. The last, you know, the last spring training game.
Oh,
that usually is like an hour 45.
2 hours and 7 minutes. Yes, they rip through that. Everything's a strike.
It's like
let's go.
You get fined if you take a strike.
Well, yeah, because right, and then they'll have the worst of those couple players, those couple stragglers that are going back to Altoona. You know, they can't get on the regular plane. They send them somewhere else. You know. All right, we get right to it. This is the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.